Good morning from Herman, Missouri. The rain gently drizzles through the trees, which are now starting to glow red and orange as fall approaches. I am right up high on a bluff at the Spirit Hill Bed and Breakfast in Herman, which is a German-influenced town. High up above the Missouri, watching it flow down below, it's one of those rare mornings when we're slow going. We haven't woken up on a sandbar, and I suppose right here I should say that every time we do a podcast, it seems like we're in a bed and breakfast or a hotel, but in fact, out of the 54 nights that we've spent on the Missouri so far, we've spent 45 on sandbars or camped by the river on the muddy banks. It's only when we find proper accommodation that we buy ourselves the time and, most importantly, the signal to upload these podcasts, so please don't judge us for having a five-star trip all of the way down. The weather is cool, the sky is cloudy, but everyone is in good spirits. It's now Wednesday the 3rd of October. We can't believe it's October. We started this journey on the 10th of August. We've been going for so long, it feels like years sometimes. The team are tired, a couple still a little groggy from food poisoning that we got last weekend, so I'm letting everyone lie in a little bit. We'll be on the water late at 11 a.m. today and heading downstream. So far, we've covered 897 miles from Chamberlain, South Dakota, and we are now less than 105 miles, we think, from St. Louis, Missouri. Just down at the river, if I could take you on a flyby tour, we'd fly down the bluff, meet the Missouri, which at the moment is about 300 to 400 meters wide and flowing between 3 and 4 miles an hour. Take a right and fly downstream underneath the Herman Bridge, beside which there's a day marker which says there's 98 miles left to the confluence of the Missouri and the Mississippi River. Of course, the last 10 to 12 miles of this trip will be on the Mississippi, my dear old friend the Mississippi, and we're aiming to finish at 10 a.m. at the Gateway Arch, the Gateway to the West in St. Louis Center on Saturday morning. That's Saturday the 6th. We're so close now. We've been traveling so long. We're all exhausted. I myself am absolutely beat and really looking forward to a good rest and book writing time following this expedition. It's been an incredible 2 months. There's been stresses and strains, but more importantly, beautiful sights, incredible people, all of the things that you'd expect from an adventure like this. There haven't been many journeys involving swimming this distance before, and I'm ever so privileged to be a part of it. It's been wonderful submersing myself in the Missouri every single day, and even though the water is now 15 to 16 degrees colder than it was in the lake system up top, I'm still reveling in the task at hand. Really not far to go, just 3 days left on the river, and then we'll be there. Thank you everybody who's been following us, sending messages of support, who's met us on the river, shown just an incredible generosity to help us achieve what we've achieved so far. We really desperately need more donations. We're not even close to what we hoped for, but myself and the team have committed to continuing this challenge and this fundraising goal long after we reach St. Louis. Keep on following us for the last few days. This is when it gets spicy. We need to get there in time for the team flying out, so no more delays river related can happen. Follow us on swim1000.com. Daily updates go up on Twitter, my personal one at Dave Korn, and the team one at swim1000. We're on Facebook /expedition1000, and of course, if you have any pennies and any sympathy for someone who's just swum 897 miles, please donate on justgiving.com/swim1000. It's an amazing cause. Copperfield, breast cancer awareness, pre-detect young. And ultimately, it's about life, living life, saving life, and making the most of it. That's exactly what we've been doing, and we hope that many of you out there will continue doing these little adventures and hopefully raising money for us as well. Okay, back to the office temporarily, and then straight afterwards, of course, back to the river, back to the Missouri, heading downstream to St. Louis. Signing out.